Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the government is still working to fix those glitches that have been making it hard for people to sign up for the new health care exchanges under the Affordable Care Act.
But first, speaking of glitches, if you live in San Francisco, you might want to think about leaving work now because the commute home could get ugly. Today, workers for the area's largest transit system, Bay Area Rapid Transit, also known as BART, went on strike. They'd threatened strikes in the past, but acted on it late last night when workers and management couldn't reach an agreement. Hundreds of thousands of passengers who ride BART round trip every day were stranded on the morning commute. Dan Brecke is news editor at Here Now contributing station KQED in San Francisco. Dan, just give us the traffic report. What's it been like?
Well, we're actually in a lull right now. It was a bad early commute, but one thing that we're noticing is that people were leaving really early. We sort of went through this in July. We had a 4.5-day work stoppage on BART, and people, it was like a dry run for what we're going through now when a lot more people are in town.
Well, but that is why people are puzzled, because there was a strike in July. What didn't get settled then, or what's popped up since?
Well, you know, it's complicated, right? Mm-hmm. Like all these things are. So what we were hearing day after day after day after day for months was this struggle over pay rates, over pension contributions, over medical benefits. And then in the last couple of days, the last few days, we started to hear talk about dispute over work rules. And then when, you know, we had federal mediators working this, and they were coming out every night and saying, well, the parties are still talking and we're going to be able to get the trains running the next day. Yesterday they came out after 30 hours straight of negotiations and said the parties couldn't reach an agreement, and it turned out to be over these work rules.
Well, explain that. Work rules, when you can take lunch, how you get paid overtime.
Well, I mean, it sounds silly, some of them, but the agency and union agree it's over something called beneficial past practices. Things that the unions have been able to do, rights they have had versus rights that management wants to have. And one of the examples, it's a rather trivial one, is getting electronic pay stubs versus paper pay stubs. There's a right to get a paper pay stub. The union, management wants to do away with that. But I think most of these things are much more serious than that. Things about work assignments, work hours, where people are scheduled to work. This is a big system with, you know, the farthest points on the system are close to 100 miles apart. And, it makes a difference where people are assigned to work there.
Yeah. Well, and just briefly, I'm not sure if you even know, but is this just peculiar to San Francisco? Are these labor questions that are being asked elsewhere as well?
Well, you know, I think they have been asked elsewhere. Remember, there was a transit strike in New York, an illegal one. I think there are some peculiar facets to this. This is, you know, most union activity now is in public agencies. I think that lends a certain kind of emotional tenor and intractability to some of these problems.
Yeah. So how long is this expected to last? And what's the sense that either side will blink?
Talks are not scheduled right now, as far as we know at this hour, and so it's anybody's guess. I mean, I would assume that it's going to last at least over the weekend. The two sides both say, we'll get back together any time, but they're not doing it yet.
Well, it's a good thing there is a weekend coming, obviously, for commuters, but they still have the commute home. What are people doing? What are some of the things people are doing? Because it is a city that has great transit.
Well, the BART system itself put on replacement buses. It's spending up to $400,000 a day to put on replacement buses. We have a ferry service here that's become much more robust in the last 20 years. They've put extra boats on that. There is a East Bay transit system across the bay in Oakland and Berkeley and other towns. That system almost went on strike. They're not striking right now, so they've added extra bus service. All that doesn't begin to take up the slack for BART, which carries about 200,000 people per day.
Yeah.
So what you're finding is everybody else is on the road or staying home and working from home or taking the day off.
It's sort of like a continuation of the government shutdown, only in your own San Francisco way.
People are saying that.
Yeah. Dan Brecke, news editor at Here and Now contributing station KQED. Dan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.